1,000 networked cells. 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,
From Hudson at the Hudson Farmers Market. You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM Hands-On Radio.
Monday, April 12th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the radio at WGXC. At 7 a.m. on the All Together Now show, Jen Benson, the Riverkeeper Volunteer and Outreach Coordinator, talks about the 10th annual Riverkeeper Sweep on May 1st, where everyone pitches in to help clean up the Hudson River. At noon after the local news, it's time for the Deep Three show with Teresa Wong, Carlos Ramirez, Charles Lloyd, and others. There's new music at 2 p.m. from the Vital Weekly show, including tracks from Chio Aka, Emido Kunst, and Nina De Henny. The Radio Art Hour at 3 p.m. tunes in Scanner, Neurotransmitter, Barbara S. and Peggy Awish, and Joan Schumann. At 8 p.m. on the Ear Candy Show, Greenville's Broad Monkel talks with drummers Alan Evans and Eric Binder in between the beats. And at 10 p.m. on the Foxy Podcast Show, Graham Lamkin of The Shadow Ring is the guest until midnight on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Art Omai in Kent, New York. Open daily from dawn until dusk. Art Omai Sculpture and Architecture Park presents the work of contemporary artists and architects across 120 acres of field and forest. Now accepting advance registrations for visits on weekends and select holidays. Information at artomai.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Philip Grant of Nassau, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You have tuned into the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. I'm Tom Rowe in Acre. Bill Mahoney reports for Politico that politicians are beginning to line up to run against Governor Andrew Cuomo, who seems politically damaged after several sexual harassment and/or assault allegations and other scandals. Representative Lee Zeldin, a Long Island-based Republican, announced April 8th that he was running and raised $1 million in the next 24 hours. Quote, "I'm running for governor of New York in 2022 to save New York," unquote, Zeldin, a four-term congressperson, wrote on Twitter. Quote, "I'll bring the kind of relentless fighting spirit towards helping to save our state that Cuomo reserves for multi-million dollar self-congratulatory book deals, cover-ups, abuse, and self-dealing," unquote. 2 days before, Andrew Giuliani, the son of former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, said he may seek the Republican nomination for governor. Lewis County Sheriff Michael Carpinelli started his campaign last year. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro and former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, the party's 2018 and 2014 gubernatorial nominees, are said to be contemplating taking on Cuomo again when the Democrat attempts a fourth term in 2022. Read more about this story at Politico. Alila Schneider at Columbia Green Media reports about how fast property values are increasing in Hudson. A building at 542 Warren Street sold October 4th, 2012, for $579,000 to Russell Gibson and Duncan Calhoun, who turned it into the Barlow Hotel. Michael Glickman and Benjamin Rinsler bought it March 1st for $2.15 million. They are renovating the building and reopening the hotel as the Hudson Whaler by Memorial Day weekend. Glickman says that, quote, "We picked that name because we love the little-known fact that Hudson is an old whaling town," unquote, even though there are whale signs along many streets in the city. The previous owners also seem less than invested in the community, with Gibson complaining on social media last year about the school tax locally that they pay, quote, "even though we have no kids in the school," unquote. Gibson and Calhoun are also selling the Croft House Bed and Breakfast at 5 Willard Place, asking $1,350,000 there. Read more about the story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics that a report by the group FWD.us found many instances where the media failed to explain how the measure to end cash bail in New York worked. The report says the media spread misinformation and did not check the claims made by opponents to the measure. That ultimately led to, the report suggests, more people in jail during the pandemic. Quote, "We also saw the poll numbers," unquote, said Laura Bennett, the group's research and policy manager for criminal justice reform. Quote, "Support for bail reform was declining just days after the law took effect," unquote. After the bill passed, law enforcement sources would often point to someone who was not in jail and blame the ban on bail, even if the new law had nothing to do with the case. Quote, "Too often these stories were just untrue, and they often used sensationalized headlines or unfact-checked claims from law enforcement," unquote, Bennett said. Quote, "You can draw a direct line from these articles to the rollbacks and from the rollbacks to the fact that thousands of more people are in jail today while COVID is spreading behind bars. That's why we feel this issue is so important," unquote. Stanley Fritz, the political director for Citizen Action, agreed, quote, "The legislature reacted to what the public response when it was obvious now that the public was misled, legislators were misled, reporters were misled," unquote, said Fritz. Read more about this story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.
Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 66 degrees. It will be mostly cloudy Friday night with a temperature low of around 47. And on Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 69 degrees. And a chance of showers on Saturday night after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 52 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Peter Meyer of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You know, I was listening to the radio and I heard this thing.
90.7 FM, listener aided and abetted radio.
Number
10.
Number
9.
Number
8.
Number
7.
Number
6.
Number
5.
Number
4.
Number
3.
Number
2.
Number
1.
Next, we hear 2021 music from Pharoah Sanders, collaborating with the London Symphony Orchestra and Floating Points on an album called Promises. This is Movement 8 from Pharoah Sanders, the London Symphony Orchestra and Floating Points. Thank you.
Thank you.
number.
9
number.
8
number.
7
number.
6
number.
5
number.
4
number.
3
number.
2
number.
1.
That was Daniel Carter on reeds, William Parker on bass, Gerald Cleaver on drums, and Matthew Shipp on piano with Majestic Travel Agency from the 2020 album Welcome Adventure Volume 1.
Number
8.
Here's 2021 music from St. Vincent. This is called The Melting of the Sun. That was Elliot Sharp and Vox Nova Italia with They Killed Us, So We Had to Go, from the 2021 album Felicetti Mechedisi.
Number six.
Thank you.
That was Six Organs of Admittance from 2021 with the single Somewhere in the Hexagon of Saturn on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number five.
That was Jen Cutler from Caro or Ulster County or out in Ithaca. I'm not sure where she's at exactly at this moment, but Jen Cutler's new album is called Sonified Physiological Indications of Empathy, and that song was called Long-Term Memory Loss, out in 2021 and on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number.
That was Carm with help from Mouse on Mars with the song Scarcely Out from their 2021 album Carm.
Number three.
New music there from Byron Westbrook. The album is called Distortion Hue, and the song is called Heliocentricity on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Number two.
Florist up on the mountain in Palinville, Hunter Way, somewhere around there. Some of the florist folks hang out. They have a new album out in 2021 called The Rock, And this song is called Top Down from Florist. We'll be right back.
number one.
Here's 2021 music from Modor Mactor. This is Afrique Victime.